अथ द्वादशोऽध्यायः 12th चैप्टर देवी चरित महात्म्यम् इट्स द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ देवी महात्मा अगेन सी इट इज नॉट द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ देवी इट्स अ ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस वेरी बुक इटसेल्फ विद्युद्दाम समप्रभाम इट्स अ ध्यान श्लोक विद्युद्दाम समप्रभाम मृगपतिस्कन्धस्थिताम् भीषणाम् कन्याभिः करवालखेट विलसद्धस्ताभिरासेविताम् हस्तैश्चक्रगदादिखेटविशिखांश्चापम् गुणम् तर्जनीम् हस्तैश्चक्रगदासिखेटविशिखांश्चापम् गुणम् तर्जनीम् बिभ्राणामनलात्मिकाम् शशिधराम् दुर्गाम् त्रिनेत्राम् भजे विद्युद्दाम समप्रभाम मृगपतिस्कंधस्थितां भीषणां कन्याभिः करवालखेट विलसद्धस्ताभिरासेवितां हस्तैश्चक्रगदासिखेट विशिकांश्चापं गुणं तर्जनीं बिभ्राणाम् अनलात्मिकां शशिधरां दुर्गां त्रिनेत्रां भजे ओके नो भजे भजे आई वर्शिप आई मेडिटेट अपॉन द थ्री आईड नो त्रिनेत्राम दुर्गाम आई मेडिटेट अपॉन दुर्गा the three-eyed devata. Aham bhaje, I meditate upon Durga. Okay, who is this Durga? Durgam bhaje. Durgam bhaje, I meditate upon Durga. Who is she? Trinetram, first adjective. Three-eyed. Then, this Durga also, who is Durga? Dukkham gamayati iti dukkha. So, she who resolves, remover of difficulties. Remover of, so I meditate upon Durga, remover of difficulties. Who is Trinetra, Trinetram, three-eyed. Shashidharam, or it come from the beginning also. Vidyut Dama Samaprabham. Vidyut means lightning. Lightning, Vidyut means lightning. Dama means luster. Vidyut Dama. Make a note, Dama also means glow and abode. The word Dama means abode and brilliance. Light. But here, dama, the word dama means rope, also means luster. Vidyut dama, the luster of lightning. The luster, light lightning. Vidyut dama, sama, similar, equal. Prabha, prabha means brilliance. So, Vidyut Dama Samaprabha means she who is of the luster or brilliance of the lightning. She who is brilliant like the lightning. Vidyut Dama Samaprabha. Minnalu Koppana Prakashattai Udayaval. Vidyut Dama Samaprabha. Minnalukkoppana prakashatte udayaval. She who is brilliant or radiant or splendorous, resplendent like the lightning. Next. Vidyuttu dama samaprabha. Okay. Thama like Prabha brilliance. Okay. She who is of the brilliance like that of the lightning. Then Mrugapati Skandhasthita. Mrugapati Skandhasthitam. All the words are adjectives of Durga. Therefore, all of them are in objective case. Why? The adjectives, how many ever in number, they all should agree with the noun in number, gender and case form. In number, singular. Because Durga is singular. Gender, Srilinga. All of them, Srilinga. Case form or second case. Is it clear now? You have to appreciate this. So, all adjectives are only for one Devi. Therefore, all of them are in objective case, singular and feminine gender. So, I meditate upon is the Devi who is the objective case. So, all adjectives are also in objective case. I meditate upon Devi, Durga, who is three-eyed and who is brilliant like, the brilliance of the lightning. Mrugaspati Skandhasthitam. Mrugapatihi, Lord of animals. Mruganam Patihi Mrugapatihi, the Lord of animals. Who is Lord of animals? Lion. Simha. Mrugapatihi. Skandha, shoulder. Sthita. So, Singatin. Tholil Amarandaval. Mrugapati Skandhasthitam. So she who is seated on the shoulders of a lion. Mrugapati Skandhasthitam. She who is seated on the shoulder of a lion, which is the back of a lion. Anyway. Bhishanam. Bhishana. Bhihi means fear. Bhishana means she who is frightening. Bhishana means she who is of the fierce appearance. She who is of the fierce appearance. Bhishana. So Bhishanam. The next. Kanya bhihi kara vala keta. Vilasad hastabhir asevitam. Asevita karavala keta vilasad dastabhi asevita. Okay. Now, asevita means she who is served. She who is served by those within brackets maiden or women. She who is served by those within brackets maiden. There is no mention of the word maiden. She who is served by those who are endowed with karavala means double-edged sword. Karavalaha means double-edged sword. Keta means shield. Vilasat means shining. Hastabhihi with hands. So karavalaha, double-edged sword. Keta shield, vilasat shining, hastabhihi, mean women with the hands, hastabhihi. Now, how should I write the whole thing? She who is served by those with hands, with those, she who is served by those endowed with the hands, shining with double-edged sword and shield. Is the correct translation. I repeat again. She who is served by those endowed with hands, shining with double-edged sword and shield. Is it clear? See, I'm giving a literal translation. Yeah. Kanyabhi, I want the justice.
Kanyabhi.
No. Yeah, Kanyabhi will come later on. Yeah. So, Karavala Keta Vilasad Astabhi, there in that compound, there's no mention, is not there. So, we have to take first. Asevita, she who is served by, then Kanyabhi have to take later on. She who is served by Kanyabhi, young women, endowed with the hands, shining with double-edged sword and shield. It's okay? The Kanyabhi is a separate word. So I didn't add that. Now I have to add. So Kidrushabhi, Kanyabhi is Asevita Devi. So Devi is served by those women, those maiden, endowed with the hands, shining with double-edged sword and shield. அது கரவாலம் கேட்டம் இவைகளோடு விளங்குகின்ற கைகளை உடைய பெண்களால் சேவிக்கப்படுபவள். She is clear? I wanted to understand that. That's why it took time. So, வித்யுத்தாம சமப்பிரபாம் மிருகபதி ஸ்கந்தஸ்திதாம் பீஷணாம் 3, 4th adjective, the whole line. Karavala Keta Vilasadastabhi Kanyabhi Asevitam. Is it clear? Karavala Keta Vilasadastabhi Kanyabhi Asevitam. 4 adjectives. Then 5th one. Hastais Chakra Gadasi Keta Vishikam Chapam Gunam Tarjanim Bibhranam. The 4th, 5th adjective comes that long. Hastaihi chakra gada asi keta vishikan chapam gunam tarjanim vibhranam durgam trinetam bhaje. Okay, hastaihi chakra gada asi keta vishikan chapam gunam tarjanim bibhranam. Okay. See, bibharti is a verb. Bibharti means verb. She holds bibharti. And then what is shanach? That is bibhrana. Bibharte, bibharti. Both are there. So bibhrana. Bibhrana means she who holds. Vibhrana, she who is holding. Vibhrana means she who is holding. So I meditate upon her, she who is holding. Vibhrana, holding what? She is holding. Hastaihi, in her hands. Hastaihi, with her hands. She who is holding with her hands or she is holding in her hands. Chakram, discus, gada, club, asi, asihi, asihi separately, here it only asi, asi means knife, kheta, shield, தமிழ்ல கேடயம் சொல்லுவோம். சோ கேட்ட ஷீல்ட், விஷிகான் ஆரோஸ், விஷிகான் ஆரோஸ், சாபம் போ, குணம், குணஹ ஹி மீன்ஸ் நோஸ், குணஹா குண நோஸ், தர்ஜனீம், சி தர்ஜனீம், திஸ் இஸ் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் கால்ட், தே வில் ஹோல்ட் ஹேண்ட் லைக் திஸ், இட்ஸ் கால்ட் தர்ஜனி. தர்ஜனீம் மீன்ஸ் தி சைன் ஷோயிங் தி pointer finger, arjanim, bibranam, holding. So hastaihi chakra gada asi kheta vishikan chapam gunam tarjanim bibranam. Fifth adjective, sixth adjective, analatmikam, actually devi is tarjanim also is shown as chinmudra only, but put it in a different way, that's all. See, this pointer finger touching the thumb with the other three fingers standing upwards is what chinmudra only again. See, the pointer, it's a pointer finger associating itself with the thumb, other three fingers standing upwards. Chin mudra only. Anyway, she who is holding the mudra, connecting the thumb with the pointer finger, the other three fingers standing upwards. Then, analatmika. Analatmika means she who is so that tarjanim bibranam also indicates only what? The chin mudra. Chin mudra as an indication of being the bestower of wisdom. Indicator of chin as a bestower of wisdom. Then next is analatmika. Analaha means fire. Analatmika means she who is of the nature of fire. She who is of the nature of fire. No. She who is of the nature of knowledge as fire. She who is of the nature of knowledge as fire. Then Shashidhara. Shashihi means moon. Dhara wears. So she who wears the moon as the crest jewel. she who wears the moon as the crest jewel, or she who has crescent moon as the crest jewel. But doesn't say crescent moon, so she can say moon itself. She who has moon as her crown. Because Dhara is there, so she who wears the moon as her diadem. Shashidhara. No, how many you can say? Trinetram bhaje. So aham Durgam bhaje. How many adjectives? Number one. Vidyuddhama samaprabham Durgam aham bhaje. Mrigapati skandastitam Durgam aham bhaje. Bhishanam Durgam aham bhaje. Kanyabhi kara vala keta vilasad astabhi asevitam Durgam aham bhaje. Four. Fifth one. Hastaihi chakra gada asi keta vishikan chapam gunam tarjanim bibhranam Durgam aham bhaje. Analatmikam Durgam aham bhaje. Hashidaram Durgam aham bhaje. Tinetram Durgam aham bhaje. So eight adjectives for Durga. Including Durga, nine names. Okay. I bow to Devi who is of this description. So nine names. Eight adjectives. Okay.